The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM, WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Welcome. It is Friday, July 25th, so 7/25/2025. And we have some special guests in house today, some very seasoned guests. These are all people who have been here many times because they have so much to offer to this community. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. As always, we are live and local this morning at our WTBR studio on Federico Drive. And so to get back to who is in the studio, and we'll have a conversation with them after the weather. But we've got Jen Glockner, who's the Director of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Lisa Torrey, who's the Director of RSVP, that's the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And Rebecca Breen, who is the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And we are going to be talking about First Friday, which is next Friday. But before we do that, let's get into the weather and see what is coming our way.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny with scattered showers. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, then scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Cooler with lows in the mid-50s. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, that is weather. It seems like it's cooling down a little bit from what we've been going through, but it is summer, so we'll take it while we can. We don't want to dismiss it too much, right? So again, as I said, in studio, we have three guests here, each of whom have been here quite a few times. This is sort of an all-star sort of day. again, we got Jen Glockner, the Director of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, Lisa Torrey, Director of RSVP, and Rebecca Breen, who's the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield. And again, like I said, you guys have each contributed quite a bit here over the years, so I think if you come back one more time, we get to punch your card and you get something free.
All right. Yeah.
I like that.
Sounds good.
But yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here. Welcome. So let's talk about the first Friday, which is going to be next Friday, August 1st.
It's the first. It's the earliest it can ever be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. August 1st.
Yeah.
And we do get questions sometimes, when is the next First Friday?
Uh-huh.
And it is the first Friday of every month from May to September. So August 1st, yeah. We have a lot going on always. This year we have closed both blocks from Park Square to Columbus Ave.
Mm-hmm.
So we've expanded it a little bit this year. And it's worked out really well. The big contributing factor is the weather.
Mm.
And we just every month do our hope and pray dance,
mm-hmm,
that the weather will be okay. But we have a lot planned for First Fridays at 5 in August. We have Hidden Frequency. Do you want to talk about Hidden Frequency?
Absolutely. So Hidden Frequency is a local band. Their style is more of an alternative rock,
mm-hmm,
90s grunge type,
mm-hmm,
of band. I'm really excited. I know that the beer garden that's going to be located right near Persett Park, where they'll be playing, my husband has volunteered to once again man the beer garden so that he can hear.
Hard job,
yeah,
but somebody's got to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, again, if you're talking about people sort of my age, it's like this is going to be just an amazing group. You know, we're talking, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and
mm,
we're talking some of that, the genre there,
mm,
which I think will be, again, we like to have diversity,
mm-hmm,
in what we're offering. offering. So we have Hidden Frequency at one end of the park, of the event at Persett Park. And then further down North Street, we actually have a DJ playing near Park Square, and that's DJ Young Champ. And again, totally different vibe going on at that end. So we're really excited to be able to provide stuff for just about everyone who's going to be there.
Yeah, that's right. And line dancing in between.
Yes, line dancing, dancing in Dunham. So Dunham Mall there, the alleyway between North Street and the City Hall. We will be doing a soul line dancing in that area. So again, you know, the new trees, the beautiful new artwork that will be getting put up, the lovely lights that are in Dunham Mall will be a great atmosphere for everyone to join in on that.
And the reason Lisa's here is because of art, the shuttle.
Yes.
The art shuttle.
You want to tell us about the shuttle?
Yeah. So our driver, Riel, who drives nearly every first Friday for us, will be the driver for our art shuttle. It's our black RSVP band. We have beautiful new magnets to put on the doors that promote the art show. And first Friday. So you can't miss our van. It's black. Toyota Sienna. And Riel's great. Just be out at one of the five stops.
Five stops,
Yep. Starting at Persett Park.
Okay. And where are the other stops?
So the other stops are, let's see. We've got Persett Park, City Hall, Clock Tower Artists.
Okay.
And I believe we're stopping at the Berkshire Carousel too on our way by there.
Okay.
Framework by DPI Gallery at the corner of North and Linden Streets, and Hotel on North, and then back to Persett Park.
Okay. So, so day of, how would people, can they just go online? Is that going to be posted so that people know, or is it going to be something posted showing where those spots are?
So there are a couple of options. Okay. You can either go to lovepittsfield.com, which is the City of Pittsfield's cultural website. They will give all of the listings of all of the events we have going on that night. You can check out Downtown Pittsfield. Our Facebook page gives all of the events. This is actual art shuttle is part of the First Friday's Arts Walk. This Arts Walk actually has been in existence since 2012 when Mary McGinnis decided that they needed to do something to bring people downtown. So they have their own website. There is a map and information that you can find there for the total 14 locations that you can find art. And they're all within the vicinity of those five spots. If you head to the Clock Tower Artists, there's actually over two dozen artists in that location alone. And then you can also, if you download our Downtown Pittsfield app, it actually gives you the map for there as well.
Okay. So lots of options.
Lots of options. Yes.
And it's free. It's a free shuttle.
Okay. Yeah.
So, so people should know that they don't have to pay to ride, go down, see the Clock Tower artist. It's the gallery is beautiful. And it's definitely worth taking a ride down there to see, and then just get in the van and come back up to North Street. So,
and with which frequency is that going to be rotate? I mean, how often is it going to be coming
It will be at Persett Park at every half an hour.
Every half hour. Okay.
Yep. Starting at 5. So.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
Yep. So that's going to be available up until what time?
Up until 7:30 will be the last stop.
Okay.
Yep.
And you mentioned the carousel. You said that, is that a new stop that's been added to the schedule?
Yes.
And can you tell me what's going on with the carousel?
So the carousel, we do, they partner with RSVP. So we do have volunteers that help run the carousel as well. It is National Carousel Day today. I think that's worth mentioning today. So
we could go round and round about that, right?
Yes, we could go round and round.
Hold your horses. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But the horses are beautiful. They're all made by local artists, and they definitely are worth going down and seeing, you know, the carousel and what the carousel has to offer.
Yeah, I know we all remember all the effort that went into putting that together. And remember up at the mall there, they used to have that location where they were doing all the carvings, and there was so much effort put into that. So I'm glad to see that it's functioning.
They're doing a great job this year. Yeah. They actually have an event tonight for National Carousel Day that is going on where they'll have food trucks. They've been working a lot with local businesses in terms of being able to sponsor fun events and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think this past weekend they had a bubble day type of thing. So it's great. I mean, they have the nice lawn set up there with places to sit. Mm-hmm. The horses, of course, are beautiful. The volunteers are so helpful. Definitely something, you know, to start this year so that we can make sure that it goes forward.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad that's being incorporated.
Yeah.
So what else we have to look forward to? I know there's lots.
We definitely want to thank our sponsor, Guardian. I have this front and center here. Guardian Life Insurance Company of America is the sponsor. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, some sponsors just write a check and then they're called the sponsors. Guardian is not one of those sponsors. They have this booth. They give out free snow cones. They give out free back to school supplies. So come for the promotion and the free stuff because it's really cool. They come. They've been a sponsor for, I'd say, 10 plus years of First Fridays at 5 and its previous iteration, which was Third Thursday, and we just love them. They come out full force. So we want to thank our sponsors. Guardian is the one in August, and we had Access Plus previously and Mountain One. So we're grateful for the sponsors for sure. We mentioned the beer garden. This is a new thing this year to have a beer garden by Persip Park because we wanted to have something for entertainment and to quench your thirst simultaneously.
There will also be a second beer garden located in School Street right outside of Hot Plate, and they are actually our exclusive provider for the both of those beer gardens. So great partners in our downtown. There's going to be food trucks.
Food trucks.
And the wonderful restaurants that are also downtown. We'll be doing a lot of some of them cook outside, and you can do takeout and bring them to wherever you want to sit to have some fun.
There are plenty of options for food, which is just wonderful. As Rebecca just said, a lot of people go outside, but then the food trucks are, there's barbecue. I think we're going to be bringing in La Chalupa. Ernie, the hot dog guy, is coming back again. And he'll be there. And so there's plenty of options. There's people that sell popcorn and lemonade and all of the things. And the popcorn cart is open.
Yes. And they actually, the popcorn at the Berkshire Bank Popcorn Wagon is free, but they do accept donations. And every month they take the proceeds from that and donate it to a local charity or 501c3.
Oh, great. Okay.
It's very cool. And there's makers there from all walks of life that sell their wares, which is very cool. And then there's the Family Fun Zone, which is awesome because we have encouraged all Family Fun Zone members to have some kind of an interactive activity. Mm-hmm. And there's a list here of 20, including Barrington Stage, BART, Berkshire Athenaeum, Berkshire County Head Start, Elizabeth Freeman Center, Mass Autobahn, to name just a few. The great Josh Billings Run Aground. I hear they're going to be a canoe on the land.
Yes.
There will be no water.
It'll be a kayak.
Oh,
a little easier to carry.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The other thing this year that this month that is new is we're partnering with the Berkshire County Sheriff's Department. And after you go visit Guardian and get some school supplies, you can actually go and get the child IDs from the Sheriff's Department that night. So they'll be doing that both in August and September as kids prepare to go back to school. So, you know, again, it is wonderful to see all of our local organizations coming out and making sure that there's fun things for the kids and things that are important for the parents.
Yeah, and I think having manned some of those booths over the past couple of years, I think it's great that there's that interactive aspect of things. I think that just really adds to the flavor of it, you know, especially because there are so many families and so many young kids participating. So it's nice to have something for them to do and actually draw them into, you know, whatever your nonprofit is, whatever your organization is, draws them in and kind of maybe hopefully they learn something in that process or, you know, have a little conversation with their parents going forward. So I think that's a great requirement, you know, that you've set for all these organizations to do.
BRPC will be handling some Foursquare as well, so there'll be some activities for the kids.
Yep.
And Downtown Pittsfield Inc. provides a whole plethora of kids activities like giant Jenga and cornhole and things like that for the kids. That's going to be stationed right outside of Palace Park, where our Art in the Park takes place. This month we have Malik Adams, who is going to be doing some what would be considered street art. His his specialty is things like graffiti art and things like that. He's amazing. He has a great clothing line as well, so he'll be showing some of that off. So yeah, just a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And where is Malik going to be?
So that is in the Palace Park. So that is in the location where the giant mural is the best way to describe
sure.
it. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Just between, just after Berkshire, Barrington Stage.
Barrington
in that
Stage.
Parking lot there. Okay.
And talking about murals, I believe we have an unveiling happening.
Yes. Yes, we do have an unveiling.
Yes.
Confidently, we say yes. We do have an unveiling.
We may have a few things that are just about ready to do ribbon cuttings on. Mm. So we're sort of holding off on some of that just because we have artists right now just trying to finalize a couple of things next week.
Mm-hmm. So that's a teaser.
It is.
It is a teaser. There's an emerging artist working with Jesse Tobin McCulley at the mural at the BRTA Train Intermodal Center on the train tracks. And we did see it on Monday, and it's gorgeous.
It's
coming
gorgeous.
Along very well.
Huckleberry Elling is working with some students over the summer, and you will not see a ribbon cutting, a finalized, but in Burbank Place, that's the alleyway that is by Cibarita's and the movie theater. You could see some art in progress there. And then there is another installation going up in Dunham Mall that we are hoping, knock on wood, that we can get an inspector in there to make sure that it's hung properly so we can get the final tiles in. And those are three tile murals that have been installed in that space.
Yeah, it's looking good. We walked by that yesterday, too. It's very exciting. Lots of art popping
Dunham
up
Mall
everywhere.
Dunham Mall looks great. Dunham Mall looks great. If you haven't checked out Dunham Mall, I think it's worth, you know, coming just to see the transformation in that area. You guys did a great job.
A year-long project, really working with the community, providing ideas and getting feedback and really taking what people said to heart in terms of what they wanted in that space. So there are beautiful potted trees that are there, plantings. There are lovely picnic tables that are there. So if you want to sit and have lunch or, you know, for our aspect, we use it quite often, even like tonight, there's music taking place in Dunham Mall called The Pit, and that's on Friday nights that we don't have First Fridays.
That's right.
So that space really is coming together. There'll be a couple more additions to it in the next week or so, and so we'll do, I think our September will be a big, I think, celebration in that space.
So also with the First Friday scheduling, I know you're naming these locations where things are going to happen. And I also see that if in the event of foul weather,
you do
though, but you have a really good contingency plan. So if anybody, you know, don't let that be a deterrent for anybody, because a lot of these things that are on the schedule will still go forward. They'll just be inside in different locations, and you can see where each of those things will be. By looking at the schedule.
And that's the great thing about having partners. I mean, all of the locations in our downtown, whether or not they are, you know, participating, if it's nice weather, are always more than willing to open their doors for us.
Yes, we're very fortunate to have Price Memorial Ames Zion Church, which is the one on Park Square, 27 East Street. They've been awesome at opening the doors for the live bands. It's mostly the live bands that we're worried about in nasty weather because of all of the electronics involved.
Sure, of course.
So
the
line
dancing gets moved to one, which is at 34 Depot Street, which is an alley down the alleyway just from Tito's. They actually, and Tito's, are going to be doing an after-hours event after the First Fridays at 5. It's called Depot After Dark. It starts at 8 o'clock. It goes to 11, and they are doing dance parties there regularly. So they have one scheduled tomorrow night on Saturday, and the 26th, and then also one after the First Fridays. You know, so that's the thing. You can come out and enjoy the First Fridays itself, take the art shuttles, see all the artists, and then you can stay afterwards. I mean, take in a late movie at the Beacon. I mean, they've got great things showing right now. You can go to the dance party at Wander and Tito's. You know, there's music at Methuselah going on in the later hours. So there's still things that are going on downtown even after that 8 o'clock.
And performances at Barrington Stage Company and Berkshire Theatre Group's Colonial Theatre going on right
Mousetrap.
Now too. So lots of options.
Yeah, so you could really make a real night of it. Not just, you know, plan on going a little bit early, taking in the First Friday festivities, and then have something else tacked on after that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, make a night of it.
That's right. And there truly is something for everyone, from families to date night to girlfriends to, you know, teachers get together in the summer because you miss each other. So grab your teacher friends and meet downtown and make a night of it.
Mm-hmm. And I see a few other things on there. You've got Bowie the Clown.
Bowie the Clown will be there. Yeah. We love Bowie the Clown. Yeah, we alternate between Balloon Ben and Bowie the Clown at First Fridays at 5 because we like to offer up all the local balloon animal makers mm-hmm. a chance to do their craft. And Bowie will be at Palace Park with Malik in the Art in the Park section. Yeah, people come from all over to get those balloon art. And what, you know, I remember when I was a kid or when my kids were kids, the balloon art would be like a sword or something, yeah. Something relatively simple. And now it's just like, whoa, how did you do that? I mean, they're coming up with all these. Yeah. So Bowie will be there for the whole time from mm-hmm. 5 to 8.
All right. And he'll be in one location.
Yes.
Not
he'll
moving
be,
around. Okay.
Correct. Got he'll it. Be at Palace right. Park. You'll see the line forming. Mm-hmm. Because it is free. I think he asked for a suggested donation, but it's
okay.
free.
Good. And then also at Witch Slap, do you have some type of reading going on for the kids?
Yes,
free
Ms. Yeah. Rebel does okay. a drag story
yep.
And free books for the kids, and that'll be at Witch Slap itself. Mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of our retailers will have activities going. Some of them bring some of their goods out onto the street as well, but it's definitely a great way. If you haven't been to some of these new locations in our downtown that offer these great retail opportunities, Witch Slap is just one of many. You know, just around the corner, there is the Plant Connector. They offer, obviously, plants, but also artwork for sale. There's also, you can explore even further downtown. As we said, there's art at Hotel on North, mm-hmm. but there's retail spaces down there, such as Bomb Shack, which, again, sort of goes in with that hidden frequency. A lot of 80s and 90s T-shirts and things like that, a vintage mm-hmm. clothing store. So there are definitely places to explore if you haven't been downtown in a while.
And Peace Train Tees is celebrating their 15th anniversary on Friday, August 1st.
They'll have a face painter there as well.
That's wild, isn't it?
I know.
I remember when they opened. So 5 to 8 p.m., they're having live music, giveaways, one-day-only deals, discounts, food and drinks, games, and more. One lucky attendee will win a $250 gift certificate. So Peace Train Tees is at 2 South Street. That's another gem in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're looking just for a quick gift, of course, they do custom T-shirts or whatever you need. But if you're looking for a quick gift with Berkshire's or Pittsfield on it, they have pre-made T-shirts and koozies or hats or onesies for new babies that mm-hmm. say the Berkshires or Pittsfield, and it's just a great place.
Yeah, that's great. It's been about 15 years, huh?
Good. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I also see you have a DJ performing.
We do have a DJ at one end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, DJ Champ.
DJ Champ.
Yes, okay. He is fantastic. He has a draw of his own in mm-hmm. terms of he is so popular here in the Berkshires itself. Real classic dance music. And so that is located usually around 7 North. So right around like the DA's office right there. Mm-hmm. We'll have a couple of the food trucks down that end as well. Of course, there'll be the beer garden there at School Street. And we have so many of our makers markets participants. So people who come in and sell their wares. We have Autumn Phoenix, who is a photographer that sells her pictures and postcards. We have Tara's Truffles, of course. If mm-hmm. you haven't had a truffle from Tara, you are missing out. You have Sean Spring, who brings his stickers and 3D printed items. Those are just a few of the artists that we have that come. And so between the Kids Zone and the Makers Market, that'll fall all the way down into where that dance party's mm-hmm. happening.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, Lisa, with the van, right, mm-hmm. who's your driver?
Riel Godori.
Riel. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, everybody sure. knows Riel. He used to have a shop on North Street.
Okay.
Yep. So he used to have the Electrolux shop.
Okay.
And then he sold it and he retired. Yep. And hence why he does a lot of volunteering now.
Yeah.
He drives our van on a regular basis. So we bring people to medical appointments mm-hmm. During the week. So he drives for us. Actually, he's driving this morning. Friday morning's his shift. And Wednesday morning is his shift on the van. So, and also a free service that we offer to the residents of Pittsfield. If you need a ride to a medical appointment, we just suggest that you give us at least 2 business days of notice so that we can fit you into our schedule. So it's not an on-demand service. But First Fridays at 5 is an on-demand service, so you can stand at one of the stops and, of course, hop on and ride, and Riel will take you to one of the stops that wherever you want to go to get off. So it's a nice way to go down to the clock tower and then look around and then get back on and come back up and see what else is on North Street that you want to do. So
he is so welcoming. Riel is just so like, come on, come on board, let's go. And he'll talk to you all about Pittsfield, and it's just he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's one of our very good volunteers. So I have a base of we're sitting right around 400 volunteers. For 2024, we had 305 active volunteers. So that means they were had a job in the community and were out there actively doing their job. So, you know, it's really exciting to see the seniors really getting involved in the community. And Riel is just, you know, one of my amazing volunteers.
Yeah. So how, just to kind of talk a little bit about RSVP for a moment.
Sure.
For those who don't know what you are, what age do you need to be to become a volunteer there?
So you have to be 55.
55.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you can join. So you don't have to be retired. So I know the retired part, I'm not retired yet. You don't have to be. I have people that are signed up to volunteer at RSVP who are still working, you know, regular 40-hour-a-week jobs. They volunteer at the food pantry, for instance. And so, you know, we're capturing their volunteer hours, and they're able to be a member of RSVP and reap the benefits of being a member of RSVP.
Yeah. And what are some of those membership benefits?
So
that, why would somebody benefit from going through RSVP as opposed to just showing up at a nonprofit on their own?
Sure. So so we do offer free volunteer insurance. That's for every volunteer that signs up with us. So, you know, that is good for our what we refer to as our stations. So those are the nonprofits, proprietary healthcare agencies, and local government agencies that we partner with. So for instance, like a place like Hancock Shaker Village, right? They might make you sign a waiver that says, you know, we're not responsible if you get hurt, you know, on the property. So that volunteer insurance covers the volunteer. And like for our friends at Pittsfield Beautiful, which is also one of our stations, that's a big deal. Because that means that people that are signed up through RSVP are covered by the volunteer insurance. So in addition to that, we have our annual recognition luncheon, which we do now at Proprietor's Lodge. It's a beautiful event. This past year, we had 180 people in attendance. And it's a time for the volunteers to really be thanked for their service to the community, because what they provide to the community is huge. We had last year 40,699 hours that were given by our volunteers, which equates to $1.5 million of service to the community. So these are things in our community that would not otherwise be able to be done. So, you know, like Colonial Theater, every time I go to see a show there, I see my volunteers in action. They are, you know, ushering people, checking their tickets. And so a place like Colonial Theater could not put on a show or a performance without the volunteers' support. I know we have volunteers for the parade committee. we have volunteers at Downtown Inc. And usually those events are one in what I like to refer to as one and done events. You know, so we have something to offer everybody. We have, you know, the regimented schedule that Riel has every Wednesday and Friday. He drives the van, and he usually fills in if one of my drivers needs time off. But we also have events that are what I refer to as that one and done, you know, like we need some help on First Fridays at 5, and we need you to be, you know, manning an event at Persip Park, and that's what we need you to do. And the volunteers are really good about that. So when I have somebody that comes to me and says, you know, I don't want a schedule, great. We have things that you don't have to be committed to mm-hmm. for a length of time. Or you do have some people that still want to have some sort of schedule. Like, I want to know that every, you know, Thursday afternoon I'm going to be volunteering at the school. So mm-hmm. we have those opportunities too.
Yeah. So you help manage those connections.
Yes.
And you make things that work for different people. And, mm-hmm. and so if you're 55 or older and you're looking to, if you're interested in maybe becoming involved with some different organizations, one thing that they can do is they can reach out to RSVP.
Yes.
Right? And, yep. and register with you. And, yep. and you can kind of match them with some of the mm-hmm. partners, some of the stations, you call them,
yep.
that you are partnered with.
Yep.
And,
so
a lot of options.
We plug them in. Recently, this past month, we actually, on Tuesday, we just had the Berkshire County Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney's Office mm-hmm. Come to the office to give a presentation on senior scams and mm-hmm. frauds mm-hmm. Awareness. So that those are other little things that we try to do for the volunteers to say thank you for their service and offer them something that's, mm-hmm. you know, informative and a learning experience for them. So shout out to them, because that was great. We learned, the staff learned right mm-hmm. alongside our volunteers. We had an Alzheimer's presentation this past month. We also had an AI presentation, which was interesting. So that's artificial intelligence, which is scary and daunting, but if you kind of can wrap your head around it a little bit, it's, you know, it doesn't have to be as scary as it seems. So, so those are just little things that we do. We do a quarterly birthday party for the volunteers. We are having a picnic in August in conjunction with the Council on Aging, the Pittsfield Council on Aging. Mm-hmm. So that's August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
That's with Jen Reynolds, who's the director of the Council on Aging here for Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be starting to host talks with the mayor. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. So these are just little things that, you know, becoming a member of RSVP, you do get a little, you know, service to come in and connect and mm-hmm. and engage with other people your age and learn something.
I think it's a valuable organization to have, because there are those connections that would not otherwise be made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people who have interest in doing things, and they just don't maybe know how to make that connection. So that's fantastic that you have that.
Absolutely.
And then particularly, you know, for First Friday, which you're able to partner on that and provide that shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we are coming up on the top of the hour. So I do just need to take a quick break. We need to pause for station identity and thank our underwriters, and then we will return, and we will continue to talk about First Friday, which is coming up next Friday, August 1st. So we will be back in a moment.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Join us at the Pittsfield Farmers Market. Meet your local farmers, artisans, friends, and neighbors. Enjoy the bounty of the Berkshires at a market that's accessible to all shoppers. With live music, chef demos, and family-friendly activities, the Pittsfield Farmers Market is more than a place to shop. Join us each Saturday, May 10th through October 11th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pittsfield Common.
Do you like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
I finally got good at waiting till the honking is done. I used to start talking, and then the honking would go, oh, shoot, I'm just ahead of myself. Anyway, so welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Morning Drive. This is WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. Today we're talking about First Friday, and First Friday, this next iteration of that is going to be next Friday, August 1st. So in-house, we've got Jen Glockner, the Director of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, Lisa Torrey with RSVP, she's the director, and Rebecca Breen, who is the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And so these are the three folks and organizations that are really putting this First Friday together. Without them, we wouldn't have First Friday. So we will talk a little bit more about that in a moment. We're just going to check in with the Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny with scattered showers. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, then scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Cooler with lows in the mid 50s. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, there we are with the weather. And of course, when we turn that on next Friday, we're just going to hear sunshine 75, right? That's
0% chance of precipitation.
We'll put in our order now.
Thank you.
because next Friday, of course, as we're talking this morning, is going to be First Friday, October. I'm sorry. Oh, geez.
August 1st.
August 1st. So that'll be the next iteration of First Friday. So in-house here, again, we've got Jen Glockner, Director of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, Lisa Torrey. She's the Director of RSVP, who's providing the shuttle service for participants and anybody who wants to get around to the different locations throughout the city during First Friday. And we have Rebecca Breen, who is the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. So, again, we have lots to cover. There's so much going on. Jen, what would you like to kind of start off with?
I can't believe it's August next week.
I know. Ooh.
August 1st, First Friday's at 5. It's the earliest it can be. August 1st is the first Friday of the month. And we have two blocks of fun from Park Square all the way down to Columbus Avenue. There's a DJ down by Park Square, DJ Young Champ, and then we have a band at Persip Park called Hidden Frequency, which is going to be lots of fun. And in between, there's a beer garden down by Persip Park. There's a family fun zone. There's a maker's market. There's some live dancing, line dancing. And I was going to go into more details of who is going to be there for the family fun zone. Mm-hmm. Participating organizations of Barrington Stage Company, BART Charter Public School, Berkshire Athenaeum, Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention, Berkshire Community Action Council, Berkshire County Board of Realtors, Berkshire County Head Start, Berkshire County Historical Society, Berkshire County Kids Place, Berkshire District Attorney's Office, YMCA, BMC, the Museum, the Music School, BRPC, the Elizabeth Freeman Center, Mass Autobahn, Safe Swim Berkshires, the Great Josh Billings Runaground, United States Air Force and Space Force, and Western Mass Labor Action. So you can see the vast, that's a big list of people. And they do everything from offering coloring activities at their booth to having a live kayak that you can sit in and learn to paddle with the Josh Billings to what is the United States Air Force? Are they bringing?
They're bringing something for kids to get in and ride.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot. And that's just the family fun zone. So we did a few years back make this more interactive. It used to, it kind of turned into people standing behind a table giving flyers out, which is informative, but it's not fun. And we really wanted this first Fridays at 5 partnership between DPI, Downtown Pittsfield Inc., and the City of Pittsfield to be more interactive and really get families out and doing something fun. So people have come on board and people have listened to our requests of doing interactive activities, and it's super fun.
It is. And I have to give a shout out to Kim Gritman from Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and Jesse Tobin McCauley from the City of Pittsfield, because they are the ones who actually organize everything in advance for the Family Fun Zone and for the Makers Market. And then the night of, we actually have brought in Brenna Brickle and her company called Brick by Brick Markets, and she actually organizes the night of. It's amazing how having someone who does markets as part of their everyday job helps to facilitate however many, you know, we're talking 50 plus groups coming in and out and needing to set up on North Street between 3:30 and the start at 5 o'clock, because our street doesn't get shut down until about 3 o'clock. So that's also something to remind people that there is a parking ban in that area starting at 2 p.m. on Friday, August 1st. There is no parking there in those two blocks on North Street. And by 3 o'clock, that those streets are shut down in terms of making your way around the city. But it's watching a well-oiled machine between Kim and Jesse and Brenna to get all of those people in and out and make sure everything is ready for them at 5 p.m.
Yeah, it's a lot to coordinate. And, you know, I've shown up and, you know, I've found you in the intersection there, directing traffic. And said, okay, your booth is going over here. Your booth is over here. And I know Brenna has been involved for a number of years with a couple of different organizations. And I've seen her at different festivals. So she's very, very good at keeping things moving. So
organized chaos.
Yes.
Organized chaos, for sure. It's good stuff. And then by 5 o'clock, the unveiling and the people come and we're ready. We're ready to rock.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, and it was great. What was it in June? I know there wasn't one in July because, of course, the first was July 4th.
Yeah.
So a little few other things going on that day. But I think was it the one in June where TV 13 was there?
Yes.
That was May.
That was May.
Our first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They still use that footage for their commercials.
I love it.
I noticed that. So
that worked out so well.
That
and
was
they,
really good. Yeah.
They did most of the work, which was why it worked out even better for us, because it was great promotional material.
And honestly, you know, those are the types of things when you have someone of a news station outside of the area coming to Pittsfield, coming to North Street, coming to our downtown, just gives us a little bit of a pat on the back that we're doing something right. You know, we have had in the past 3 years so much happening in our downtown, whether it be the installation of art, you know, almost 25 new businesses opening. We have great new restaurants downtown. You know, all of the activities, First Fridays at 5, obviously being one of many things that are going on in downtown Pittsfield. It really does show that, you know, it may be a little bit challenging at times, but I think every small city has those same challenges, that we're really moving in the right direction.
For sure. And that Family Fun Zone that we just talked about is mixed together with the Makers Market, where vendors come together and sell handmade products, crafts, clothing and accessories, candles, art, custom gift items, self-care items, packaged foods, sweets. Some of the makers include Autumn Phoenix Photography, which we talked about, ATK Custom, Tara's Truffles by Tara, which is delicious, The Purse Lady, Just a Knit of Love, Fandom Forge, Brady Bunch. Oh, the Braid Lady. That's called Brady Bunch.
Yes.
I love that. I didn't know the official name of that. So it's really just a great combination of the Family Fun Zone and the Maker's Market. And you just walk around and you can stop and see what these makers are doing. And of course, we encourage you to buy something, but it's also just a top of mind awareness kind of thing. Like you see this and take a card and say, oh, 6 months from now, I'm looking for a gift for so-and-so. I remember I saw this person at First Fridays at 5, and you reach out to them and say, can you please help me with this gift that I'm looking for? So it really is a great exposure to, for these amazing artists and crafts people.
And obviously, it's you know, First Friday has joined forces with the Art Walk, right? So there's a lot of art exhibits. In large part, that's where the shuttle comes in handy because there are some locations that are a little bit off of North Street.
Yes.
Who wants to talk a little bit about what some of those art stations are and what's available to be seen?
So the Arts Walk itself is actually 14 locations in our downtown that has art on display. The largest one, obviously, as we mentioned, is the Clock Tower Artists, and that is where the shuttle sort of came into play, is the fact that that's located a little bit off the beaten path when you're talking about First Friday. But there are actually over two dozen artists located on the upper levels of the Clock Tower itself. And so really, I would say, if you're looking to start somewhere, that's the place to start. They are amazing, and the shuttle, of course, does pick up and drop off there. And on its way, of course, it stops at the carousel, which is a work of art in itself. But then there'll also be art on display at the Marketplace Cafe. They also have nice little seating outside if you wanted to, you know, grab something to eat and stop there.
Yeah, they do.
Living in Recovery, which is technically, its address is 75 North Street, but its entrance is actually on McKay.
Okay.
So that's a place that you could stop at. Roots, Dreams, and Mustard Seeds on Fenn Street has wonderful exhibits there, including they do a cosmic butterfly procession as part of it. It's beautiful. And that's where if you're taking the shuttle and you get dropped off, let's say, at City Hall, that can be, that's right around the corner, as well as the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. Again, they always have their monthly different artists. In this month, they are actually working with CATA, the Community Access to the Arts. Palace Park, as we mentioned, is going to have a live artist, Malik, who will be there doing artwork there live. TKG Real Estate, which is at 137 North Street, has art in their windows. And the New Latinas 413 in that same building actually will have two artists on display in that space. The Berkshire Art Center, which is located at the Brothership Building, not only has art on display and crafts inside, but they are actually doing outside work. They are doing a Berkshire Satellite Reef, where it's a crochet coral reef project for kids and families to be able to have. Our friends at the Soda Chef always have Nicole March art in their window, so definitely check that out. Sally Tisco Rice, who's one of our favorites, will be at Hotel on North. The Senior Center actually has joined us this year for the first time, and they do a variety of art every month, so that is a place to be. Methuselah will be having Molly Kellogg, who's an amazing artist there. Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., actually in our new space at Framework, is highlighting the individuals who had applied for our one of our local calls for art. So we have four emerging artists who will have works there. And that, I think, rounds out the 14 locations.
That's
and
quite a bit.
It is. Those can be found on, of course, the First Friday's Arts Walk website. You can also download the Downtown Pittsfield app, which then actually even gives you a little walking tour if you want. Or, of course, the shuttle will be stopping at many of those locations, including the Frameworks location, Hotel on North. They'll do a general pickup at Persip Park just because it is centrally located. They'll stop quickly at, of course, we said City Hall, the Carousel, and then down to the Clock Tower Artists. And again, that's a hop on, hop off, so definitely be prepared. It'll be leaving from Persip Park every half an hour. So just watch for the big black van with a nice little magnet on the side and wave to Rial, and he'll stop and pick you up.
And that is being operated by RSVP.
Yes.
Yep. And that's how often would they be coming around?
So we start at 5. So every half an hour back up at Persip Park.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
So when we in doubt, go to Purcell
yeah.
Park.
Yeah, we do have a cell phone. Rial has the cards with the cell phone number on it that he hands out. So if, you know, you're done looking around at the gallery, you know, down at the clock tower, and you want the van to come back, just give him a call.
Okay. Or if you just missed it, you can see it pulling out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So that's what that's for.
Yeah. He won't leave you stranded.
No, he won't. He gets really concerned. He's like, I know I dropped off two people, you know, at Clock Tower and they didn't come back out. So he's aware of who his passengers are and whether he sees them again, you know. Mm-hmm. He gets concerned. So,
and if you are a passenger, you're not obligated to get back on the bus. So,
no.
Maybe for Riel's sense of comfort,
yes.
If you're getting off at a certain spot and you don't plan on getting back on, just share that
Let
with him.
Know. Yeah, Let so him you, know. Yeah, for sure.
You're obviously free to walk to wherever you want.
Yeah.
So I know too. We have some live performances, right, Jen?
Yes, we do have live performances. We have the band Hidden Frequency at Purcell Park, which is super exciting. As Rebecca was describing earlier, it's an alternative rock trio hailing from the heart of the Berkshires, which we love when people say heart of the Berkshires when they describe Pittsfield, fusing raw emotion with heavy riffs and melodic grit. This is a great description. The band channels the energy of classic rock through a modern alternative lens. So these are two longtime friends and three longtime friends. They're committed to bringing good original music to Western Mass. Raw and passion to a world full of noise and static. So what did you say? Think Nirvana?
Yeah, I know.
And
they,
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, when they sent over their music, Kim Gritman, obviously, as part of one of the organizers, her boyfriend is a guitarist, and his first reaction was, is that actually Nirvana? And she's like, no, that's the band we're bringing in, and he was so excited. So again, it is something that we like to sort of give a variety of what we have to offer. We started in May with ska, and then in June we had moved our band inside, which was a local group that we work with frequently, you know. So we like to just give a little bit of a nod to every genre and every group that might be there.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. You'll definitely be rocking in the beer garden, which is right next door to Purcell Park. Hot Plate is our exclusive beer garden partner for that. And then if you're not into that, walk down the street and there will be a DJ playing at the other end, which we hope, and usually this does happen naturally, people just start dancing with the DJ. Usually when you hear a DJ, you want to dance. So that will be DJ Young Champ is at the other end near Park Square. And there will be some food trucks kind of interspersed throughout. So everywhere you look, there will be an opportunity to get food. And then there's line dancing right in the middle of it all.
Yeah, Berkshire Soul Society is, it's again, Berkshire-based soul line dancing crew. And they bring together rhythm, movement, and community all at one stop. They will be doing beginner lessons on line dancing at 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30. So if you have two left feet, that is the times to be there. And then in between, they'll be bringing out their followers and their crew to sort of step it up a little bit.
Okay, yes. Yeah. And that is in the Dunham Mall,
in
right?
Dunham Mall, okay. Yes.
In the event, the very unlikely event that there would be rain, that would be moved to Wander.
Correct.
So that's still a go.
Absolutely.
Even if it's rain. Okay.
Yes. Good. And the band itself would end up at the church right there on Park Square.
Okay.
And the art would go into the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. The live art will go into the Lichtenstein. So we do have a space for rain, and the church actually has more space than we realize. So in the event of a heavy, serious rain than some of the vendors. Last time, vendors ended up naturally going in there, which was great. Balloon Ben went in there, and the ice cream, Craven's ice cream went in there too, so...
That's the other thing. Don't forget about the food. I mean, as we said, the food trucks.
Who we got?
So who we have coming for this round is BB's Hot Spot, Chill Zone Cone, Snow Cones, Craven's Ice Cream, Dee's Island Food Truck, Just Kickin' Barbecue, and Patriot Pop. Mm-hmm. Those are the food trucks. We have Ernie, who will be bringing his hot dogs as well. La Chalupa is joining us this time. Mm-hmm. But then you can look at just what's on North Street. I mean, if you want to grab Hot Harry's, mm-hmm. If you want to grab the Marketplace, they usually, you'd want to grab something there early just because of their timing. Usually Brazuca's Marketplace, the Brazilian Marketplace, they usually grill outside for this event. Mm. You can grab something from Tito's and bring it up. Iztac, of course, another great Mexican mm-hmm. spot that's there.
Marie's.
They usually come out and do grilling of things like kielbasa and pierogi, which my husband is always his favorite. A hot plate will be serving, obviously, in the two beer gardens for those types of things.
Brooklyn's Best often comes out and sells
pizza.
Slices.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Espetino's, another Brazilian restaurant itself, is open. And again, that is just in the closed off areas, mm-hmm. never mind a block to mm-hmm. either direction.
House of India
mm-hmm. usually brings out a buffet. Mm-hmm. And talking about a block in either direction, don't forget that the 15th anniversary of Peace Train Tees. Mm-hmm. So they are going to be having music there. They'll have a face painter there as well. It's a full evening of things to do.
Mm-hmm. And Peace Train is on South Street, like across from the museum.
Yes.
And just in case somebody doesn't know where that is.
To South Street. It's right there. And I'm sure they're planning to do balloons and things like that. So you can definitely find them. And that's just the start of the evening. I mean, afterwards, Wander and Tito's is partnering up to do Depot After Dark, mm-hmm. which is a dance party from 8 to 11. It's actually located on Liberty Street is the name of that alleyway. We also will be having music at Methuselah afterwards as well. As Jen mentioned, there's plenty of shows going on at our major theaters. And then there's the Beacon. It's right mm-hmm. there. They have ice cream, actually, they mm-hmm. serve inside. Mm-hmm. And you could, listen to some music, have some food, and then go see a late night movie.
Yeah, and it's the summer blockbuster season, so
absolutely
lots of good choices.
Yes.
And of course, all the theater. So, like we mentioned before, with all those options for dinners, come hungry.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Make a night of it. You know,
absolutely.
Have something for dinner, go to a show, and in the meantime, you know, walk up and down North Street. You know, and the other thing, too, is you're going to see people you know. You know, it's a nice opportunity to mm-hmm. kind of catch up with folks mm-hmm. maybe you haven't seen in a while. So it's a very social event.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, and it's very interactive. So
we've actually added seating along the way, too. So there's new picnic tables in Dunham Mall that people can use.
Oh, good.
We bring out mm-hmm. a dozen or so cafe tables so that people have places to sit. Mm-hmm. There's dining tables outside of the Marketplace, and Brazuca's actually has just added a little patio as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's places for you. But if you want, you know, see at Persit Park and you want to spend the time there listening to the band, bring a folding chair with you mm-hmm. or bring some sort of camping chair and we can, you know, do Tanglewood in downtown mm-hmm. Pittsfield.
Yeah. Yeah. People do that, which I love. I love when people bring their own chairs and just set up for the night and they get what they want and come back to their...
And there is those chairs nowadays are so easily
portable
mm-hmm. and collapsible. So, yeah. So we're winding down here. So I want to just kind of give each of you an opportunity to just kind of touch on something that you want to kind of use as your going out message regarding next Friday.
Sure. Yes, this is an event collaboration between the City of Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., featuring dozens of vendors, food, drink, dance, live music, art. It's overwhelming when we talk about it like this. So lovepittsfield.com has a full list of all of the information, including all of the makers, all of the restaurants, all of the. And Downtown mm-hmm. Pittsfield, Inc., and Love Pittsfield on social media as well.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to ride the van mm-hmm. To one of the stops. You know, don't let the fact that the Clock Tower artists are, you know, down off of West Street deter you from going there, because there's a way to get you down there and get you back up to North Street easily. So, and it's free. Mm-hmm. And Riel is super, super nice. So, mm-hmm. so make sure to ride the van. Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to thank all of the partners that we work with and our sponsors. I mean, Guardian, as we've done, Access Plus, Mountain One, Milltown Foundation. You know, it's these community groups who have come together to help us do things like this. And this is just one of many things that you will find happening in Pittsfield and in downtown. So we absolutely suggest that you follow all of our social medias or sign up for our newsletters. And definitely, if you are looking to help volunteer or help in any of these events, we all work with RSVP. You know, we sign up with them to have them send us volunteers, and the volunteers sign up with them to help out.
Yeah. All right. Great. And it is a tremendous collaboration between these agencies. It wouldn't happen without all of you guys coming together and all those volunteers and all these businesses that also participate, you know, that they have to make accommodations themselves because the roads are shut down. And so it's great that everybody comes together for this. So please, folks, do get out there if you can. It's next Friday, first Friday, August 1st. And there'll be a few more this year, but there'll be one more in September.
One more. September 5th is the last one. And that one's going to be, that's going to be amazing also.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy this day. Enjoy your weekend from all of us here at WTBR. We appreciate you tuning in to the Morning Drive, and we hope that you'll join us every day. And hopefully we'll see you on Friday. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.